Awareness of body and breath meditation. Inviting you to find a place and a time where you won't be disturbed. Choosing either to sit in a chair with a straight back and unmoving base, or to lie on your bed or a mat on the floor. If sitting, sitting with a sense of dignity and awakeness, remembering that our intention is not to fall asleep, but rather to fall awake. Aligning your head, neck and shoulders so that you're sitting upright and tall, not stiff, rather with a sense of ease and alertness. If lying, ensuring that you give yourself adequate support beneath your head, and either stretching your legs out and allowing your feet to fall away from one another, or placing them flat on the surface beneath you, with your knees pointing towards the ceiling. Whichever position you choose, give yourself a couple of moments to settle into that. And as you're doing so, checking in with how your mind is right now. Is it churning like a washing machine? Busy, busy, busy. Or is it feeling sluggish, slow? Noticing any emotions that are present right now. A sense of ease or a sense of contentment, tiredness, happiness, anxiety, worry, or something else. Not trying to change anything, rather trying to tune into it. And remembering that although our minds wander throughout the day, we can begin to build that muscle of awareness by noticing every time that it's gone and choosing to bring it back to a point of anchorage, to a stable place. And during this meditation, we'll explore a few of those. At any stage, if the guidance doesn't seem to suit your needs in this moment, choosing to ignore or adapt it. At all times, honoring what your body and your mind needs right now. Always being really gentle with yourself. Embrace exactly where you are right now and what it is you need. And so inviting you to first bring your awareness to the points of contact with wherever it is you sit or lie right now. Perhaps there's points of contact with the back of your head, your shoulder blades, the backs of your legs, and your feet. Tuning into sensations of skin against clothing. The temperature of the air in the room. The difference between that and the temperature of your body. Aware too of your surroundings in terms of sounds. So whether that sounds from within your own body, digestion or breathing perhaps. Sounds from within the room, coming from close by or further away. And sounds from outside the room. And noticing any commentary about these sounds, and instead, as best you can, experiencing them directly as sensations, as the vibrations that they are. Taking that spotlight of awareness now, and moving it down your body, all the way down the left side, out to the toes of the left foot. And resting that awareness here for a few moments, seeing what there is to notice. Any tingling or vibration, any heat or coolness. And maybe there isn't much of anything at all, and that's absolutely fine. We're not trying to make yourself feel a certain way right now or notice a particular sensation. We just want to check in with anything that's here to be noticed. Tuning into the sensations in the big toe and each of the individual smaller toes. Breathing down into that area and out from it. And on the next out breath, releasing the left toes from your awareness and moving that spotlight upwards to the left foot, the ball of the foot, the heel, the instep and the arch, the sides of the foot, noticing any sensations here, perhaps points of pressure or contact, the sensation of skin pulled across the bone. And when you notice your mind wandering off to other things, whether it's to-do lists or worry about what could happen in the future, commentary about something that happened in the past, noticing that the mind is gone, and rather than clinging to those thoughts or trying to shove them away, simply acknowledging that that's where it's been. And then bring it back to the point of awareness, which right now is your left foot. And on the next out breath, releasing that left foot from your awareness and moving up to the lower left leg, up along the shin bone and down along the calf muscle. Really noticing this area as if you've never noticed it before in your life. Bring your real curiosity to it. What does it feel like? And moving up to the left knee, the kneecap and the back of the knee. Noticing whether it's straightened out or bent. Feeling into the synovial fluid of the joint, the tendons and ligaments. And moving up further now to the upper left leg. That big thigh muscle. The blood flowing through it. Noticing any and all sensations here. Or perhaps noticing the lack of sensation. What does it feel like? And on the next out breath, moving that awareness spotlight over to the right side of the body and down towards the toes of the right foot. Noticing perhaps whether there's a difference between the toes on this side and the toes on the other. Really feeling into this area, the joints of the toes, the toenails. What sensations are here? Is there a tightness, a throbbing? A sense of being crammed into a shoe, perhaps. And when you're ready, moving that awareness up to include the rest of the right foot. And again, noticing when the mind has wandered off. Remembering that that does not mean that you're failing at this. Noticing means you are being aware. We will stop the mind wandering when we stop breathing. It's what minds do. It's the noticing and the bringing back each and every time. That's when we're practicing our awareness. And moving up now from the right foot to the lower right leg. And up to the right knee. Really bring that curiosity as best you can. What does this feel like? Moving the spotlight further up to the upper right leg, into that thigh muscle, the large bone. Acknowledging the work that this area does each and every day. Noticing any tension or holding in this area, perhaps. And as before, maybe there's nothing much to notice at all. And that's absolutely fine. Bring the awareness up to the hips from the left all the way over to the right. The buttocks. And up to the lower back and abdomen. Are there any sensations here? Sensations of digestion, of tension, of stress. How would you describe them? Breathing down into this area and out from it. And on the next out breath, moving up to the rib cage and the upper back. Noticing sensations of breathing. Perhaps aware of your heart beating. Any sensations of lightness or tightness, of warmth, or something else. And moving up to the shoulder blades, the shoulders, and down each of the arms, the upper arm, the biceps and triceps, feeling into the elbows and the lower arms, down into the hands, the palms of the hands, the backs of the hands, and into each individual finger, out to the very tips of them, noticing every sensation there is to notice. And when you're ready, moving that awareness back up through the arms and up to the neck. The front of the neck, the back of the neck. And up to the jaw, an area where we hold so much unrealized tension. The chin, the mouth, up to the cheeks and cheekbones. Or Cupid's bow, the bridge of the nose, the sides of the nose. The nostrils, perhaps noticing the sensations of air entering and leaving. Up to the eyes and the eyelids, the forehead, the temples, and up further to the scalp, the top of the head and the back of the head. And inviting you now to expand that awareness from your scalp. To slowly incorporate the rest of the body, moving down to include the face and the neck, the shoulders, arms, torso, hips, upper and lower legs, feet and toes, until you're holding awareness on the whole body, sitting or lying here. And as you rest in this awareness, inviting you now to tune in specifically to the sensations of breathing. And as you do so, perhaps noticing that realization that actually, yes, you have been breathing all along. Noticing the in-breath and the out-breath. The intention being not to create a certain type of breath or to change how you're breathing already. We've been breathing all day and not noticed. The breath can breathe itself. It doesn't require our interference. So resting that awareness, landing it on the breath, and riding those waves of in-breath and out-breath. Inhale and exhale. Perhaps seeing if you can notice the spaces between the breaths. Noticing the depth of the breath, the length of it. Noticing how no two breaths are exactly the same. And when your mind wanders off, perhaps labeling where it's gone to. Thinking. Worrying. And once you have it labeled, bringing the mind back to those sensations of breathing. And perhaps picking an area in the body where you feel the breath most strongly, which may be at the nostrils or in the back of the throat. Maybe it's in the chest or deeper down in the belly. Wherever the sensations appear most vividly for you, allow that to be your anchor point. Noticing that tendency to want to control the breath, and as best you can, letting that go. Simply observing, witnessing. And for the next few moments, inviting you to hold your awareness here. Resting in the constant that is the breath. Using it again and again as that focus of awareness when the mind wanders off. The in-breath and the out-breath. Followed by the in-breath again. In a world of uncertainty, there's something very certain about following the breath. And as this meditation comes to a close, remembering that our breath and our bodies are ever present, always there for us to return to in times of overwhelm or anxiety, in times when the mind gets scattered, always knowing that you can return to this anchor, this grounding in the present moment. And when you're ready, inviting you to slowly open your eyes or raise your gaze.